that really fits.
Okay, Baruch Shemar v'hayaholom. Gracious Barlokim. Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. Now, from there,
why do we stand for it?
I think we don't have an exact tradition of its source. According to tradition, it dropped from the Shemayim to us.
Really?
Yeah, and it's supposed to have a certain amount of letters in it. 87. Right? Gematria Puz, Pezayin, which means gold. And you see here, you see in the middle of the page Nun Tes, it says, Okeel Havarachaman Hamihulo Befi. You see, it says at the bottom, Kain Hagirsa Beseder Rav Amram Gaon. Ube'avudraham v'chein hu b'chol asidurim b'kisveyad yesh korsim b'fe shehu gematria peizayin. And I just said, it doesn't tell you why it should be gematria peizayin. It ought to, right? The answer is because of the tradition that however your nusach is, this whole prayer has to have 87 peizayin words in it. So hamulo befe. I believe if we had an on scroll sitter here, you'd see it. You would just say befe without a note. Which one are you familiar with? One or the other?
I don't even remember. I think it's befe in the on scroll.
As far as I remember in my head.
Right, see if we have one there. One right there. You see, right there. It's on its side. My meaning is to say befe.
There's no known source for
it? There is a source. The sources all say that it was dropped from the Shemayim. So yeah, we don't know. Usually prayers were established, but do you see that one? Hey, show him Befi. Here he puts Befe and says some say Befi. Here he says Befi and some say Befe.
It's interesting because I learned it from the art scroll, and when I say it quickly in my head, I just say Befi for some reason.
Yeah, the Shiloh Siddur, which is usually people's starter Siddur, say Befi. But the usually when a prayer is established by Anshe Knesset HaGedolah, right? So if it's Hodul Hashem Kiyu Bishmo, okay, that's in Divrei Yamim, so I know where that comes from. And almost everything else, in fact, everything else until Yishtabach, is mentioned in Tanakh someplace. So I know the source. I like to see where that's the beauty of the Siddur, actually, that it tells you where everything comes from. Okay. All right, so let's see what he says. He quotes you see the second paragraph on page 56. Yesh be'eilu ha-mizmorim remez la'aseres ha-sara ha-ma'amaros. Quotes from Ben David. Started this yesterday. Ketzad, Baruch Shemar v'ayolam k'neged ma'amar rishon shehu bereishis b'alokim eshishmai v'saretz. Right? Stop me if you... Right? We did that yesterday. Yizmor l'soda k'neged ma'amar sheni shehu yehi or v'alav modim ha-brios k'chulam tzuchim la'ora. Right. The first thing we needed was to go from darkness to light. Okay. Valkain kol adam chayav lahodos lo. Therefore, we all have to thank God. So already I see this. This is forced. Why should vayhi or be mizmor l'soda more than ashrei, more than a prayer that actually mentions light? Okay. Gratitude is enlightening. The timtza b'mizbor ze. Okay, here is arba shemos keneged arba hatzrichim lahodos. All right, but that's a nice introduction to mizmor l'soda. It doesn't convince me why that prayer is connected to or. Okay, but all right. From Daf Nun Dalet in Maseches Brachos, it says there are four different groups who have to bench Gomel. Right, and it's all based on the Perek in Tehillim, chapter 107. You guys say Tehillim on a regular basis. It's good to try. It's good to start by the day.
There's so much to say,
and then you'll always know. You'll always know what day it is. Today is Perek Kufi Tes.
What do you mean by the day?
By the day. Today is the 25th of Cheshvan. So yeah.
Oh, each day.
Yom Chav Hei. It's not a lot. It's usually...
It's by the year, by the month, or by the...
By the day of the month. Day of the week. Day of the week, obviously, we're saying a lot more. Right? Yesterday was Hallel.
How does it go? How does it match up?
Well, there are 150 properties.
Yeah.
Approximately five a week, five a day, you're saying, on average.
And it's...
Depending
and
on the
it
size.
Shows you how...
Today's parak is a half a parak, because it's the largest parak in Tehillim. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's the other half. All right? So the Parak Kuf Zion, which is day 22, talks about four groups of people that are in trouble, and they call out to God in their tzar, and then God answers them, and then Yodu Lashem Chasdo V'Niflo Sav V'Nemetzon Bihis Bihia Nefesh Okeka Yodu Lashem Chasdo Yodu Lashem. You never go to a wedding either? Niflo Sav Livenei Adam Kihis Bihia Nefesh Okeka Nefesh Nimeya. That's from this parak. It's talking about the people who have to bench Gomel because there's something good happened to them. Right? So the four groups are not coincidentally the four things we did when we left Egypt. Across a desert, across a body of water, to leave incarceration, and general threat to life. So Benchen Gomel recreates Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay? So he's saying that the name of Hashem appears four times in Mizmor Lesoda, right, in order to remind us of these four groups. Nice. It's a nice fort on Mizmor Lesoda. Right. Then Yehi Chavod. Now Yehi Chavod is a very unusual prayer in all of Pesukei Dezimra, because everything else that we say in Pesukei Dezimra is traced to a section of Tanakh, a Perek in Tehillim, a Perek in Divrei Yamim. Yehi Chavod is just a collection of nice individual Pesukim. There's no Perek that reads Yehi Chavod. It's just look in any sitter, and you'll see if it sources it. It'll on Yehi Chavod, it'll give you like a lot of sources at the bottom, because it comes from many different places. Right? See? This is just all one source. Okay, each line is to give you where's the pasuk comes from. So what's Yehi Chavod? Eino mizmor el psukim mefuzarim meyatehilim. Okay, we just said that, right? The kasuv bo Hashem b'shamayim hechin kiso. Who connected mamar shlishi? Shehu yirakia b'sof hamayim b'yimavil b'mayim b'mayim. V'zehu kvodu shamakom. Shivdil kiso l'mala. It wasn't all a mix.
I can see it.
It was a separation between a Havdalah. The first time that the word Havdalah appears. Havdalah is one of the karim of religion, is the concept of Havdalah. To separate yourself. To put aside your satisfaction for a later time. L'havdil ben kodesh l'chol v'no l'choshech.
Kedusha,
right? That's what Kedusha is. Kedusha is a type of Havdalah.
Are there any different types of Havdalah?
I mean, Kedusha is, you know, Kedusha is Havdil Bein Chol Kodesh, and we call Havdalah Havdil Bein Kodesh L'chol. So, right? We call one Kiddush and one Havdalah, but they're both Havdalahs, basically.
Right.
I understand it as if you separate yourself the way that Hashem says, then that's like Kedusha. Rather, you could separate yourself in any other way, and that's not.
Of course. Yeah. Ashrei Yeshev Esechok, Chulei, Keneged Ma'amar Revi'i, Shehu Yikavu Amayim Itachas HaShemayim, El Makom Echod V'Tirei HaYavasha. Then God separated He separated between the land and the water. This can be seen by looking at any globe, right? With any globe, you see that scientists say this, that the land used to be one big glob, and then they're continuing to separate, by the way. Right? See how South America and Africa fit into Mamish like a puzzle piece?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it used to be, then. So another separation. You see, God is separating the lands. How does that connect to Ashrei? Shim lo haya kein, lo haya lebrios makon leishev bo, ulahalil sham. You get it, yoshve v'secha. All right, Ashrei yoshve v'secha, you know, is not part of this. This is the way the parak starts. These are three psukim. I told you the Tosfos in Brachos that says, say this on one, two, three, to remind yourself to say it three times a day. And based on, I mean, this is a nice, cute vort. I know the Rav was very machbid, Soloveitchik, it was a brisker, was very machbid to sit for Ashrei.
Why don't we say
Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha? And that's connected. Putting a place for human residence. It's no longer a big blob that can sometimes be taken over by tides or whatnot. No, it's land and the earth and the water will no longer encroach the land. It's very interesting. There's a few psukim in Tanakh, one in Perek Til and Perek Lamed Gimel, Koneis Kaneid Hayam, where it says God put all the lands in one place, all the rivers in another place, with 78% water. Why doesn't the water just take over? Because God doesn't let it. Yirmiyahu in chapter 5, it's a beautiful psukim. It just says, why don't you fear God? Do you see that Mediterranean there? One little earthquake and it'll take the whole land away with it. It can happen in a second. Why aren't you fearful for that? Right? I don't want to make you feel overcome with fear, but that should make you say, you know, let me hear what this God has to say. Listen to him. Be moral. So this is in chapter 5, and also in Tehillim, Baruch Nafshi, it talks about the God put a gvul for the water, and again, Havdalah, I want to be Mavdil ben Mayim, and in the land. That's Ashrei. Continue. Hallelujah, Hallelujah Nafshi Es Hashem, that's the first of the five halukas. Siv Mosein Lechem Lore'evim Kineged Mamar Machamishi. Now, this is good. This is already good. Shuvayim Elokim Tachei Aretz Desha Esev Mazriya Zera. He said, now that the net is dry land, let's do something with the land. Let's build it up and make it produce food for you guys and the animals. That's the first of the five halukas. Talks about God prepares food for everybody. Next. Hallelujah kitov zemro lehikenu. Uchsiv monem mispola kochavim keneged mamar shishi shu yiri maros birki ha-shamayim. This part is going to be very easy because the five halukas, remember I told you before about nature and history? Right? Mm-hmm. The five halukas are all about nature, so it's going to plug very, very conveniently into the ten mamaras of creation. You hear it?
Yeah.
So the fourth day of creation is the luminaries. There's a whole parak about that.
Is that considered nature or history, though? Because it could be both.
This is nature. Shemayim misapim kibot kel. The stars speak out. So that's what that parak is about.
Are you going to assume the position?
Okay. That's obvious. It's a direct reference to the creation of the creatures. It's number 7. He mentions taninim, forget it, for goodness sakes. These are hooks. These are good hooks.
What does that refer to in Bereshit, the Tanyim I'm doing? Is it?
Or Mistam of the sea creatures. Right? Haluya Shiru Lashem Shir Chadosh Keneged Mamar Shmini Shiru Totzeh Haaretz Nefesh Chaya Lemino Vizui Chasidus Gedola Shein Ritzono Shizakek Min L'Shein Omino. Right? Okay, that's the Shvach. Right? So God first created. Each day of creation is a billion years. The dinosaurs came and went on day 5.
Right.
What made them go, they say, is a meteor. So fine, that's why Hashem took out the dinosaurs with a meteor. It was traveling west to east across the United States, across the North America, and landed in the Yucatan Desert in Mexico. Now they know precise. That's that's a huge crater there, miles long. They know its size, its speed, and its angle based on now on computer.
Awesome, crazy.
I guess this is amazing. If that had landed about 7 seconds earlier, it would have landed in the Pacific Ocean. If it had landed 15 seconds later, it would have landed in the Atlantic Ocean. Neither of those eventualities would have taken out the dinosaurs. Would have made the planet pretty cold. Something the size of a not a football field, bigger, small town, hit Earth there. A direct impact would maybe blow up some of the planet and make it look like missing a bigger chunk.
And we call that day 5. Right?
But this hit on an angle, right? Remember, Jupiter was hit straight on.
So what day is this?
That's number eight. This is day five. So interesting is that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says Mashiach will only come after tzedek, and it says it in an unusual way. It takes a hit until we make a mock up at tzedek.
Jupiter
is called tzedek.
Why is it called tzedek?
In the Gemara, that's the name I gave to Jupiter.
Really?
Saturn is called Shabsai.
Did it take a hit?
Oh, they named all the planets in the Gemara?
Yeah, all the planets have names. Yeah. Jupiter, we took a direct hit about 10 years ago, remember, with an asteroid?
I mean,
it was so big that, you know, it survived, but it took a direct...
Is Shabtai a derivation of Greek?
No. Shabtai is because Saturn is the seventh luminary.
Okay.
And Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
Saturday, get it?
Yeah.
Saturn.
Yeah.
Saturn's day.
Wow. Yeah. I love it. I didn't know that.
So the Greek probably comes from the Hebrew.
So we merely look him naseh adam b'tzamei. That's number nine. Shein b'chol anivroim yishu yodei lahalel elah adam amidaber. So that's kol hashem atel el yahalluyah. That has to be the ninth man. Ve'ofiroch David le'nei kol ha'kol siva tamoshel b'kol k'neged ma'amar asiri yishu ve'yemer look him prove l'miru ataret. So when it says ve'yemer David by creating a dynasty to build a base of mikdash to bring God down and then to be the harbinger of Mashiach. So that is Puvumi Lotar Tzvikushur. Nimtso Shah Shalitis Adam Amakol, Banumim Loafapi Shahaletis Adam Al Sharbio Secha, Tzivisilim Sholbahem, Atohu Moshel Bakol. So God created man to rule over everything else and to set up a more perfect world where to work at perfection, La Avdola Shamra, to work the garden, to guard the garden. To bring about a knowledge of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It had to wait, you know. There was some road bumps along the way until Avraham came and took the world, and now we're his descendants who have to keep up the mission. Right? So these are the 10 Mamaros. It'd probably be nice to just to line them up. You know, I think I remember them, but the 10 in Pesukei Dezimra we're not likely to remember, but the 10 of Bereishis we know very well. We know the order of creation. So then the key is to go back which one is Keneged, God spreading out the vegetation to make food for us? No, Sein Lechem, L'chol Basar, right? On Shabbos, or during the week. The Halalukah that's right after Ashrei talks about giving food for man. Right? So we see that. The luminaries, it says, Shemesh v'reach, kol choch v'yor, Shemesh mayim v'mayim, Hashem yal Hashem mayim. So that's the sun, the moon, and the stars. So we see that they're all over. I was disappointed by Or and Mizmor Lasoda, but he finished strong. He started strong and he finished strong. Okay, let's start with that. Shabtai. Yeah. It's Madim. Ma'adim, which means red, because they saw it as a red planet. They saw it, you can see it from far, and it comes close to Earth. A little bit looks red. Because of the atmosphere, while Venus looks yellow. But Ma'adim also has to do with the redness of making war.
Right, and I was going to say.
Gemara is well aware that the planet after us was a symbol of war. That the Kufnin Bob and the Sechas Shabbos has a lot of information on that.